the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Heavenly Father, thank you that you're a God who enjoys humour. You've given us humour. And Lord, we thank you that we can spend this weekend laughing. But Lord, we turn our attention to you now. Lord, we thank you as we sung that your wounds have paid our ransom. And sometimes that just doesn't make sense. But Lord, you're the same God who pursued his people in the book of Haggai that we're studying now, and you pursue us today. So Lord, we turn our attention to you now. Would we listen to you? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that report about Rwanda. Let me just add a couple of things, because we sent a team to Rwanda just 2 years ago, I think it was. And it's only about 20 years since the genocide in Rwanda. And the reconciliation that is going on, particularly amongst Christians from the two different tribes, is absolutely incredible and very, very moving. So some of my folk met women, you know, as we're saying there, that are widows because their husbands were murdered by people from the other tribe. But there's women from both tribes now working together and having Bible studies together and experiencing real healing from the Lord and forgiveness of one another. That's just incredibly powerful when you think you're working in the fields alongside a woman who's was murdered by your tribe. And she's working alongside you because her husband was murdered by somebody from your tribe. And the call that the government are making in Rwanda is for people to think of themselves as Rwandans first and not to identify themselves first and foremost by their tribe and therefore the tribal differences. And of course, that's a lesson to us as Christians, isn't it? That our first call on our identity is that we're children of the living God. We're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we then, you know, we're on a level playing field, whether it's a cricket field or it's a football field or it's a rugby field. Didn't Scotland do well last week? You know, whatever it is, it's level when we find our identity in the Lord Jesus. So I just thought I would add that. Oh, the other thing was that my folk obviously were involved in distributing Bibles as well in Rwanda, and they couldn't get over the fact that, you know, they would take Bibles to people and then these folk would immediately start to read the Bible because this was the first time they had it in their own language. And they said, you know, you'd be in a crowd and you would notice a few people that had kind of turned their backs on the crowd and were just there reading God's word, and that kind of depth of hunger and enthusiasm for God's word was just absolutely amazing. So there we go. Right, can you remember your passage from last night? Because what, right, this is what this is what we're going to do today. I'm going to read right the way through Haggai. So obviously after verse 1 there's a bit that you can join in with, because it's the passage from last night. Okay, so we'll do that bit all together again. And then I'll keep reading. It's just two chapters, but I want you to listen carefully. And once we've finished reading it, this is what's going to happen. We're going to divide into groups just around your table. So you kind of, you know, some of the folk here might slip to the other side. So you can maybe be two groups on this table, maybe two groups that table. That table might need to be three groups. But just, you know, what you can manage around your table. And you're going to be, the reason we're going to read right through it is the first exercise you're going to do in your groups is to come up with, what are the questions that you have about this prophecy? What are the things in the prophecy that you think, I would need to know more about that to really understand it better? Okay? So that's the first thing that you're going to do. So that's why we're going to read right through it. You might want to take a moment in your groups for each of you just to read it for yourselves. But really, we're just going to go right through it and say, right, what are the things that just kind of come to the surface in this that we would want to explore and know more about so that we had that began to have that sense of really understanding what Haggai is saying. Okay? I didn't bring my clickers. Could you just click on? So this is where we are. This is dear old Haggai. Gosh, that's awful, isn't it? Because there's writing on the right-hand side and you can't read it. So it just says we're exploring together what Haggai is saying. And then the next one, I'll change all the fonts and everything. Because that's awful. You can't read that. But the question from last night is, how reflective are we? Okay, how reflective are we? How much do we embrace this urging that God is saying to us through this prophecy, that we should be people who see what's happening? We look at what's happening. We think about what is happening and we bring him into the picture. Okay, so that's where we are. But we'll just leave that picture up because it's quite nice, isn't it? Okay, so you get ready. Once I get to the end of Jehozadak, the high priest, we're all joining together on this is what the Lord Almighty says, okay? So, on August the 29th, great day. On August the 29th, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, by the way. Of the second year of King Darius's reign, the Lord gave a message through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Jeshua, or some translations have Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. This is what the Lord Almighty says. The people are saying, the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the Lord gave this message through the prophet Haggai. Why are you living in your paneled houses while my house lies in ruins? This is what the Lord Almighty says. Look at what is happening to you. You planted much, but harvest little. You eat, but are never satisfied. You drink, but you're still thirsty. You put on clothes, but you cannot keep warm. Your wages disappear. As though you were putting them in pockets filled with holes. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Look at what is happening to you. Now, go up into the hills, bring down timber, and rebuild my house. Then I will take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. Now I have to find where I am in here. You hoped for rich harvests, but they were poor. And when you brought your harvest home, I blew it away. Why? Because my house lies in ruins, says the Lord Almighty, while all of you are busy building your own fine houses. It's because of you that the heavens withhold the dew and the earth produces no crops. I have called for a drought on your fields and hills, a drought to wither the grain and grapes and olive trees and all your other crops, a drought to starve you and your livestock and to ruin everything you have worked so hard to get. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of God's people began to obey the message from the Lord their God. When they heard the words of the prophet Haggai, whom the Lord their God had sent, the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave the people this message from the Lord. I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord sparked the enthusiasm of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the enthusiasm of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the enthusiasm of the whole remnant of God's people. They began to work on the house of their God, the Lord Almighty, on September the 21st of the second year of King Darius's reign. Then on October the 17th of the same year, the Lord sent another message through the prophet Haggai. Say this to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of God's people there in the land. Does anyone remember this house, this temple, in its former splendor? How, in comparison, does it look to you now? It must seem like nothing at all. But now the Lord says, be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people still left in the land. And now get to work, for I am with you, says the Lord Almighty. My spirit remains among you, just as I promised when you came out of Egypt. So do not be afraid. For this is what the Lord Almighty says. In just a little while, I will again shake the heavens and the earth, the oceans and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will be brought to this temple. I will fill this place with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord Almighty. The future glory of this temple will be greater than its past glory, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place, I will bring peace. I, the Lord Almighty, have spoken. On December the 18th of the second year of King Darius's reign, the Lord sent this message to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priests this question about the law. If one of you is carrying some meat from a holy sacrifice in his robes, and his robe happens to brush against some bread or stew, wine or olive oil or any other kind of food, will it also become holy? The priest replied, no. Then Haggai asked, if someone becomes ceremonially unclean by touching a dead person and then touches any of these foods, will the food be defiled? And the priests answered, yes. Then Haggai responded, that is how it is with this people and this nation, says the Lord. Everything they do and everything they offer is defiled by their sin. Look at what was happening to you before you began to lay the foundation of the Lord's temple. When you hoped for a 20-bushel crop, you harvested only 10. When you expected to draw 50 gallons from the winepress, you found only 20. I sent blight and mildew and hail to destroy everything you worked so hard to produce. Even so, you refuse to return to me, says the Lord. Think about this 18th day of December. The day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Think carefully. I am giving you a promise now while the seed is still in the barn. You've not yet harvested your grain, and your grapevines, fig trees, pomegranates, and olive trees have not yet produced their crops. But from this day onward, I will bless you. On that same day, December the 18th, the Lord sent this second message to Haggai. Tell Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, that I am about to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow royal thrones and destroy the power of foreign kingdoms. I will overturn their chariots and riders. The horses will fall and their riders will kill each other. But when this happens, says the Lord Almighty, I will honor you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant. I will make you like a signet ring on my finger, says the Lord, for I have chosen you. I, the Lord Almighty, have spoken. Whew. Listen, by the time we leave here, we'll know a lot more about the significance of this. Really, we will.